Franzen, the U.S. says Israel Prime Minister has agreed to reschedule a delegation visit to the White House. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. wants to discuss alternatives for Israel's planned military operations in Rafah, along with the ceasefire.
We don't want to see this war go on a day longer than necessary. We don't want to see any more Palestinian civilians die. We didn't want to see any Palestinian civilians die in the first place. And so we do want to bring we do want to achieve an immediate ceasefire that gets the hostages out and alleviates their suffering.
Crews in Baltimore have shifted to recovery efforts, with six construction workers presumed dead after the cargo ship slammed into a support pylon yesterday, causing the metal span to collapse. The port also impacted, with ship traffic now diverted to other ports along the East Coast. Ahead of this week's New York Auto Show, awards were announced for the third straight year, the Hyundai Group winning overall World Car of the Year for the Kia EV9. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Charges against the former Duluth Edison music teacher accused of sexual assault have been dropped. According to the St. Louis County Attorney's Office, 48-year-old John Horgensheimer was accused of inappropriately touching a student's chest. He was charged earlier this month and resigned after the charges were filed. The St. Louis County Attorney's Office also said the investigation is still open and they could not comment on the reason that the charges were dismissed or if Horgensheimer will be charged again. If you live in Minnesota and have a dog that just won't stop digging, they could be the next ambassador for Minnesota Energy Resources. The organization is hosting a contest where residents can submit a photo of their dog digging online, and the winning dog will be the face of the company's National Safe Digging Month campaign. The goal of the campaign is to remind people to call 811 at least 2 days before undertaking a digging project. Photos for the contest must be submitted online by April 8th. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks lose to the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter and managed to lose in double overtime at home to the Los Angeles Lakers, the final 128-124. Damian Lillard, and now the Bucks went from hot to cold.
I mean, I thought we got a lot of good looks. We just missed shots. You know, we missed a lot of shots tonight. And that was pretty much what it came down to. And they got a lot of talented players. You know, we saw that when we played them in L.A. And when it's going that way, put yourself in a dogfight. That's what we did, and we came sure.
College hoops, the Badgers' A.J. Store and UWM Panthers' B.J. Freeman announced their intentions to turn pro and become eligible for the NBA draft. NFL, football fans, and many players not happy about the new kickoff rules and formations approved at the owners' meetings in Orlando. The Packers' Mark Murphy voted against it.
Our issue was that it's such a major change, just felt that it made sense to have a trial.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Thank you.
A calmer and cooler day today as high temperatures stay below freezing. Winds are still a bit feisty, gusting up to 25 miles per hour, and they won't ease up until Thursday night. More clouds than sun today with spotty snow showers that could pile up to a half an inch. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 2 on Thursday, we'll be live in Richland Center to talk to a local group of making a difference on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the happy hour, the Wednesday edition. Dom, we got a fine guest joining us right from the top. Want to say hi to you, want to say hi to Rich on the board, but Dom, say hi to Dr. Harvey K. Stuck around so you could play.
Oh, I'm so excited to see you, Harvey. It's been a long time, man. Welcome back, dude.
It had been so long, I forgot you were a Lions fan.
Yeah, well, I'm here to remind you, Harvey, come on. I mean, you're a Green Bay guy. Of course you think the Packers are going to win, but remember who the NFC North champions were last year?
Well, don't forget, We have a team which probably could have won the Super Bowl this year.
Oh,
wait, hold on a second. We beat the Chargers, we beat the Lions, and we beat the Chiefs. Tell me why your team is better than the Green Bay Packers.
Because they won the NFC North. I mean, it's not me. It's just, you know, how life is. But Harvey, great to see you, man.
Good to see you, Dom.
He is a professor emeritus from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, and a football prognosticator on Sundays. Harvey, we appreciate you coming around. You know, so much of our conversation these days is about Donald Trump, this fascist, wannabe authoritarian dictator from day one. And Harvey, as much as I'd like to dismiss him, think the American people know better. Do the American people know better, at least on, you know, state by state, swing state by swing state, electoral college? Have we learned our lessons, or could this coin flip get away from us again?
Okay. In 2016, I played a role among my friends around the country of saying he can't win. I was trying to reassure them. But inside, I kept thinking, you know, people are so disappointed with the Democratic Party over the last few decades that it is not inconceivable for Trump to win, not because they like Trump, the American people, but because they dislike Hillary Clinton. And I stand by that, okay? Well, then in 2020, okay, Biden was a likable figure who was enhanced as a political figure by Bernie's support and his willingness to entertain some key elements of Bernie's politics. Now, this time, the favorability for Biden is not what it should be. The favorability for Trump, by the way, does not necessarily guarantee any victory. Let's be clear. And the greater majority of Americans can see through Donald Trump. The question is this: will people turn out to vote? That to me is the key thing. Can Biden energize people to vote? I don't think the media such as CNN and MSNBC have taken the right tack, the right approach to this campaign. They all are obsessed with Trump, as we are at this in this section of the Devil Radio, and with good reason, perhaps. But it's also the case that the Democrats themselves, their future lies in their hands, their capacity to win or lose. So what do I think about, you know, Trump's following? Well, Trump's following is what it is. It really is. And that is a consequence of really decades of the Democratic Party turning its back on rural areas all too often, on working class folks, on labor unions. And it comes to back to haunt us over and over again. Now, I'm a labor union member. I believe strongly that the resurgence of labor this last few years is wonderful. It's not still not what it needs to be. And the Democratic Party isn't what it needs to be. So I'm going to offer you an argument. Is that okay if I offer you an argument?
We do that all the time around here, Harvey.
Okay, good, good. This is my position. It's been my position for the last 6 months, actually longer, but I've said this in writing in a number of places, and this is what it is. Sean Fain, Sarah Nelson. I'm friends with Sarah Nelson. I don't know Sean Fain other than, you know, the media connection. Those folks are on the verge. Will they go as far as they need to in developing not simply a politics of organizing, but a politics for Americans, for working people who are not directly involved in the labor movement? And can they gather together progressive groups around the country in some kind of coalition or, if you like, movement to push the Democrats to embrace the kinds of arguments that they need? So, for example, back in 1944, can I give you a little lesson in history here?
Yeah, bring it on.
In 1944, when FDR gave the State of the Union message, he called for an economic bill of rights for all Americans. I've talked to you about this a number of times, I think. Well, what was crucial in getting that message out was the fact that both the AFL and the CIO unions, the trades and the industrial unions, as well as progressive civic organizations, rallied to that idea. Now, Roosevelt knew it was not about to be enacted. But what he knew was, if it was going to develop in the future as a fundamental aspiration of Americans, it had to be promoted, not simply by the president, but from the bottom up by labor and civic, or again, progressive organizations. And polls showed that the overwhelming majority of Americans then wanted the equivalent of an economic bill of rights by way of legislation. Well, now we're at a time, and last year, a number of us got a survey done by Data for Progress, I think is the group. And it showed that Americans today still want healthcare, public higher education. They want all of the things that were inside of the economic bill of rights that FDR first proposed. But we don't have Biden ready to speak in favor of, say, Medicare for all, or universal healthcare, and some important progressive legislative initiatives. So now the trick is, will labor in favor of its own organizing and in favor of redeeming American democracy, will they take the lead in advancing that kind of argument and getting the Democrats, who will depend on labor? They always have depended on labor. And that's the tragedy of their turning their backs all too often on unions. The fact is that the folks who go knocking doors are mostly labor union members. So I'm telling you, if we can get, and I've been pushing for labor, my brothers and sisters in labor, to take on the idea of advancing the argument for an economic bill of rights with the idea of getting the Democrats to do so. That's my argument.
Folks are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy at UWGB, formerly. You find him on Twitter at Harvey J. K., K-A-Y-E. Harvey, Bernie Sanders came out recently with the four-day work week. And I think there was some, you know, discussions in some of the auto unions negotiations recently in this regard, like a 32-hour without getting any deduction in total gross compensation. What's your take on that? Do you think that's something this country is ready for?
Look, people are always ready for good things. Let's start there. Okay. A 32-hour work week, even I was surprised by that call. What I had expected to hear was perhaps a 35-hour work week, you know, still 5 days a week, but 7 hours a day guaranteed, you know, early leave at the end of the day. Look, I think it's a wonderful idea. It strikes me that it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Okay. It'll seem like for too many people like pie in the sky. More likely.
But isn't it also that kind of seed corn you talked about from that was laid down back in the day that they know this wasn't going to pass, but it provides a foundation, a possibility of something that could happen in the future. I mean, you know, it was a 44-hour work week was outrageous. And so was the 40, you know, I mean, it's all crazy until you do it. You look at the, you know, the production, the efficiency of the American workers these days compared to then. There's got to be something coming to the.
Well, it is interesting. It is interesting that the UAW picked it up as an idea. And okay, that makes a difference. That is significant. If they can get folks like the Teamsters and others to join in, be great. Absolutely great. I favor it. And the key thing in that call was for sustained compensation.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of companies say, oh, yeah, we'll go to 32-hour work week because then we'll turn everybody into part-time workers. We don't do anything for them. That's the danger. That is the danger.
Harvey, Donald Trump's coming to Green Bay here next week, apparently. And he hasn't really been out a whole lot. I think this is second, maybe third rally in some time. He's going to be spending, to my understanding, about 4 days a week for the second half of April and perhaps the entirety of May in a Manhattan courtroom for the document for the fraud trial, you know, the covering up of the hush money payments.
Voter deception.
There we go. Thank you, Michael. Obviously it's going to take him off the campaign trail for a bit, but you know, he's doing pretty well. He's got some good press. He's making billions of dollars on Truthy Social. A lot of mixed messages seemingly coming out from Trump. How do you think that'll impact his followers or perhaps the independents that have not decided yet?
Well, okay, so there are quite a few people who haven't decided yet. And I want to know, are the Democrats in this state prepared to counter his presence here? What are they going to do about it?
Yeah.
Number one. Look, to me, it's surprising he's not in jail already. I mean, it's hard for me to fathom how much you can get away with. His behavior has been criminal and immoral. I mean, the whole gamut of things.
Are we talking about Dom or Trump at this point?
Trump.
You know, I have to tell you that my daughter is head of a department inside of the Attorney General's office in the state of New York. And every time Letitia James, every time she goes after Donald Trump, I think to myself, just get him already, right? And then they do these things. I am so angry with Merrick Garland. I cannot tell you. What a disaster as an attorney general.
Well, would he have done better on the U.S. Supreme Court? I guess we'll never know. Harvey Kay, our fine guest. Thank you so much for coming around, Harvey. Go Packers. We'll catch up with you soon, but safe travels, my friend.
Thank you very much. Good to see, really great to see you guys.
Yeah, likewise, Harvey. Thank you.
Well, don't be a stranger, Harvey, but we ain't coming up for Trump. So say it, Dom. More devil's advocates on the other side. Damn, I got some breaking news. Ooh. CNN wants a piece of my ass. They're coming in to interview me on Monday.
What?
I'll tell you about it. More of us, less of you. I'm meaning you, Dom. I said, do you want Dom? They said, yeah, not so much.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call
1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbolt Show.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 4th. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank Harvey K., Professor Emeritus at UW Green Bay. Thanks for coming around. You can join us on the lines as well, 844-967-2789.
Dominica, a few show notes. Looking forward tomorrow on the big show, about this same time, starting the 4 o'clock hour, my congressman, Mark Pocan, going to join us right from the 4 o'clock late beginning that you have each and every day. Now, I start at 3 o'clock. Though. I might get up just a little earlier, at least for the radio program. And I will also have Peach Baba from the Nightlight Show on the Civic Media joining me on Friday. You know, kind of lighten it up before we dive in heavy in the politics on Friday. But no grievances. I am going to go over the shows I'm watching currently, including the Shogun. Have you seen that one yet?
I haven't got to it yet. I look forward to it. Is it good?
Oh, I've liked it quite a bit.
Oh, excellent. All right.
Very engaging, though, because you've got to do it with the subtitles. And you got to read the subtitles because so much of it is in Japanese. But it's very strange to me that these
I watch Slow Horses, man, and that's in English, but it's like England English. It's hard to understand. I got the subtitles on for that, so I'm okay with that.
Well, I find it quite interesting that the Japanese actors all speak in Japanese, and it's all translated subtitles. But the supposed Portuguese characters in the show all speak English. Very convenient for the home audience. Yeah, right. So we'll find out what you should watch. Peach Baba joining me on Friday's big show. And I'm making a little bit of a star attempt myself on Monday. Dan, did I mention CNN's coming to interview me? I'm bragging a little. I'm doing so right now. Did I mention that to you on the radio yet? So other people could hear me?
Give me the background, man. Tell me what's happening. What was the circumstance? What's going on?
Well, the circumstance was an email sent to the info at Civic Media, which is a hard way to get a hold of me. I'm just glad someone from the mothership over here, Civic Media, did share the email. So I called out to a fine producer from CNN. You know, they know us there, Dom. Apparently, they were listening when we had the conversation about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the third party and the appetite that the state of Wisconsin apparently has for this guy. So they're coming to town on Monday, and they're going to use, in part, I'm not their only source, apparently, although I said, you haven't met me yet. Once you do... Because the guy said, you know, you might be a little disappointed, Mike, you know, two and a half minutes, but, you know, we might only use 18, 20 seconds of your sound. And again, I'm just sitting there thinking, you haven't met me yet. I might dominate the dialogue of your pack for all you know.
They'll still edit it down, man. Come on. You probably will. It's hard to shut you up sometimes.
Okay, so here's the more important question, Dom.
Yeah.
Do I dress like in a black t-shirt like you wear each and every day? Or, you know, if you're going to be on CNN, like if I was going to appear on CNN or C-SPAN or, well, I don't do Fox News anymore, so that's not a problem. MSNBC, I'm out here. Call me 844-967-2789. But do I dress for television, you know, suit, or do I dress for radio, you know, black t-shirt? A little too snug in your case.
Come on, man. Work it out, man. Crudy, you know, I think you need to dress however it makes you feel good, man. What's you, dude? You know, make it a game day decision. Wake up and decide then. You know, some nice suits. I know you got a couple of nice suits. Nice suits are comfortable, man. You know, if you got a right suit, you know, some people are all their stiff. Well, it's not a good suit. I know, Crudy, you spend the money. You got a couple of nice suits that probably still fit you. So if you're feeling up to it, yeah, knock yourself out. But if you're feeling kind of legs, the days look a little more relaxed. You know, maybe it's a nice day. T-shirt will do just fine. You know, maybe find a CNN t-shirt or something.
I don't have a CNN t-shirt.
Yeah, not yet.
Remember, remember that Bernie Sanders t-shirt I used to wear? Yeah. Until my wife shrunk it and it got a little snug on me. It was a bootleg, Dom. It was a bootleg.
That thing's got a lot of miles on it.
My dumb Trump t-shirt, should I wear that on Monday?
Oh, man.
Talking about miles, that thing, it was in the room when Trump accepted the nomination. I was the only guy in the room wearing the dumb Trump t-shirt, at least proudly. And I also wore it to his inauguration, although I did have layers on. It was cold that day, but it's traveled, Dom. It's well worn.
All right, so CNN doing a crudy interview on, and what about Dom, man? No.
Well,
Dom?
I didn't inquire.
I'm the only guy that actually voted for a third party. You remember, I did MC the Libertarian State Convention in 2016, Michael. I mean,
CNN did not inquire about your
chops about the third party, man. What do you know about third parties?
Well, I know I'll be the one talking about them on CNN on Monday, and you will not.
Yeah.
Although, in all honesty, I did offer your services before you. I even, you know, thought about the fact. Well, Dom's going to complain a lot if he's going to drive up here to Madison on Monday. You know, day job and all that kind of stuff. I know how surly, crabby, cantankerous you get. So, anyways, I did offer though, thinking, well, you know, I could always ask, and they said, no, Dom, not necessary. Dumb.
All right. So what's your it's going to be about what Wisconsin and our appetite for a third party. I mean, obviously, man, Gary Johnson, my guy in 2016, got like what 100,000 votes.
Well, I think specifically it's about our appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. And I'd love to hear from you if you've got some insights. I'd share them with CNN, you know, because Dom's not going to be there, but I will on Monday. They're actually coming into the world headquarters here. The Civic Media World Headquarters. We just rent this space. So, you know, the Madison Studios, WMDX 92.7 FM, about 2 o'clock, little 10, 15 minutes sent down that.
All right. So
they'll strip
so
down to 10 or 15 seconds, he said.
844-967-2789. Crudy needs to know, what do you think about the Robert Kennedy Jr. nomination? Independent run. But I want to know what Crudy thinks, man. What do you think, Crudy?
Well, I do think that there strangely might be an appetite for Robert Kennedy Jr. here in the state of Wisconsin. And why I say that is the guy had a radio show, and that makes you super popular.
Him and totally Mike, qualified to be president.
Him and Mike Papantonio did a Saturday radio show on the former Heartless Media's version of what we do now. When they were doing lefty talk in Madison prior, Mike Papantonio and Bobby Kennedy Jr. had a show together called Ring of Fire. And I used to listen.
Yeah, I remember that now.
And I think that perhaps, I mean, I give a lot of, you know, a lot of the benefit to Lefty Talk Radio. I think it's more powerful than people realize. I told CNN, I said, you don't even know how powerful we are. Yeah. But here, just historically speaking, Bernie Sanders used to do what the brunches with Bernie, like once a week with Tom Hartman here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Bernie also would come. He had come to like the Fighting Bob festivals. He was something of a rock star. But when Bernie Sanders first came to Wisconsin, if you'll recall, in the 2016 presidential campaign, came to the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. And a lot of people listening were there with us that day, Dom. That was an award-winning broadcast, although they gave the shiny one to Preble. We didn't get any credit for it.
We went
to the Bernie rally at the old Coliseum, and dude, it was like a rock concert, right?
Yeah, man, out of hand.
And I attribute so much of that affinity for Bernie Sanders to the fact he had been a mainstay on Lefty Talk Radio right here, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, technically, so was Bobby Kennedy Jr. That may have an outsized impact that only radio geeks like me would even care about. But I do. I care a lot, and I care about what you think. 844-967-2789.
Thursday morning on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin spotlight on another local leader trying to make a big difference by running for state legislature.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
So
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Minnesota Duluth officially has a new chancellor. According to a Northern News Now report, Dr. Charles Neese has been named the new chancellor and will begin his tenure on July 1st. He is currently serving as the vice chancellor for student affairs at the University of California, Merced, overseeing the development of student life programs on the campus. Dr. Neese will replace interim chancellor David McMillan, who will remain in the role until June. The last chancellor retired in the summer of 2021. A Superior Bar and apartment building have been demolished following a Thanksgiving fire that left the structures condemned. According to a Fox 21 report, demolition crews were seen taking down the former Viking Lounge and the apartments on Superior's north end on Monday. The fire that caused the damage broke out around 10 a.m. on November 23rd, and fire department officials believe it was started by a lit cigarette that was thrown into a small crawl space below the ground floor. 14 people were left homeless. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Okay, romantics, season 28 of The Bachelor is in the books, and tabloids, including the New York Post, are calling the finale absolutely jaw-dropping. Apparently, no one saw Bachelor Joey Grazadeh handing a rose and proposing to the finalist who said yes. See, jaw-dropping would have been the appropriate headline if she said no. But instead, this season ended like the previous 27 seasons, in routine, jaw-dropping fashion. Here's hoping they last until the premiere of season 29. Say what you want about reality TV, but they are making strides in diversity. The Hollywood Reporter says The Bachelorette will have an Asian-American lead for the first time. 25-year-old Jen Tran has been selected for the show's 21st season to fend off prospective husbands. Tran was eliminated from this season of The Bachelor, but sometimes 15 minutes of fame comes with a snooze alarm. Good luck, Jen. We hope you find TV love. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some snow showers continue this evening, mostly cloudy overnight. A little breezy at times, lows in the low teens. Staying breezy for tomorrow with a partly sunny sky, highs in the mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds and warming up to the mid-40s for Friday.
Currently it's 26.
The Todd Alba Show.
Our ride into spring continues. We have some great prizes to give away. A weekend getaway at Chula Vista Resort, a bike, and a three-way blender.
A three-in-one blender.
Oh, three-in-one. Sorry, I misread that. We're having our own political threesome
Todd Alba
here.
Going with the After Dark Show all of a sudden.
It's always
this
a pleasure.
Is Civic Media, not Cinemax, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocate's radio show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. Want to hear from you? CNN's going to ask me, what about this Robert Kennedy Jr.? The polling, last time I saw it, Dom, I think Marquette University polling, said that Kennedy had 16% support in the state of Wisconsin. Now, we're still like 7 months and a week out, and that polling was in February, but that's a hell of a big number, and that would certainly affect the outcome. So CNN's going to ask me some questions. I want to get your opinions. Is this anything we should be talking about? Is there some there? Do you have any appetite for this guy? Or is Kennedy mostly going to steal the, let's just say, the Aaron Roger immunized anti-vaxxer types from the Trump column? I'd be curious. Your opinions welcome here at 844-967-2789. Yes, sir.
A little bit of polling on this today. Real clear polling. Quinnipiac has Biden over Trump, 48-45, Biden +3. When they throw Kennedy, West, and Stein in there, Trump leads by 1, 39-38, Kennedy at 13, Stein at 4, West at 3. And similarly, economist YouGov throwing Trump versus Biden versus Kennedy and West, Trump at 44, Biden at 43, Kennedy 3, Stein 1. So the impacts, at least based on the most recent polling. Side note, Quinnipiac also, economist YouGov, congressional job approval, you know, the MTGs and those folks, 11% approve, 70% disapprove. 11% approval. So anytime someone from Congress starts talking about Joe Biden's approval ratings, which are apparently, according to economists, he's at 41. He's way over Congress, so maybe you should worry about your own house, folks.
We're going to get to the phones. Be patient, callers. 844-967-2789. Here is something I'm going to take credit for. I told you when Joe Biden gave his State of the Union speech, it would move the electorate. It would be impactful. It would be perhaps the most important speech he gave all year. And I saw over at thehill.com, one of the contributors, Mark Melman, had to give an apology, my apologies, and a rise in Biden's approval ratings. Because you know what the typical change in the approval ratings is after a State of the Union address? You know,
no change.
Zero.
Zero.
And you know where 538 is Biden's at today? Up 3, especially in the swing states. Doing better in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania. And when I talked about the Robert F. Kennedy Jr., that was polling in the state of Wisconsin. So there's only a handful of states that matter. I don't care broadly. I don't care if there's a big or small appetite for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But here in the state of Wisconsin, which is what they're going to be asking me about, we're one of the handful of states that matter. You know, California, sorry, Tom, you don't matter. Wisconsin, we matter a lot. So what's your Wisconsinites? What's your level of appetite for RFK Jr. or any third party here in the state of Wisconsin? The primaries are for protest. I say that often, Dom. Let's go to the phones. The original Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hi, Devils.
So good to hear from you.
Thank you. Crudy, I was calling to give you a sartorial suggestion for your big TV appearance.
Oh, what's that?
I can see you in a dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up, maybe a tie, and suspenders. No jacket.
Suspenders? I don't know if I own suspenders, Claire. I used to have some silver ones that I would wear for black tie events under a black sport coat, but no, that's a long time ago, Claire. I don't think I got suspenders.
You might want to look into
like
those.
Like Mork from Mork style?
Yeah. They're very sexy, Crudy. You want to be sexy on TV, don't you?
Yeah. thanks for the call, Claire. Crudy, I don't think he's going to make it. He wants to be sexy, but he knows he can't. Thanks for the call, Claire, 844. 967-2789.
Even I choked on the concept that Crudy would be sexy on the CNN. That choked me up a little bit. I'm so happy you feel like I can be.
You can do it, Crudy. I believe in you. According to the Marquette University Law School poll, I guess this is from February, Kennedy was pulling a 15 in total, pulling 29 with independents, 12 with Democrats, and 15 with Republicans.
Well, I said 16, so I was within the margin of error, Dom.
Certainly were.
844-967.
That number matters.
2789. 16%? That's Ross Perot territory. That starts changing national elections. Joe from...
If it continues and it's real, man, you know, we'll wait and see. We're a long
way
out.
I want to hear from the audience. I've heard plenty of your opinions of late. 844-967-2789. Just let me get the numbers out. Joe from Madison, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
Oh, I'm with Claire. I'm all about your sartorial splendor. So just give me a few minutes to talk about that. First off, I would vote against the rolled up sleeves. I know Claire what Claire is thinking of, and that, you know, the sexy thing is very important to get at. But what I would argue you should do is make sure that you're wearing a Civic Media baseball hat and Devil's Advocate T-shirt with a light, kind of a gray jacket over it. Not black, but maybe a lighter jacket over it. What you want to do is not come across like the New York guy. You know, those guys are dime a dozen. What you are the Midwest iconoclast, coming at it from a completely different point of view. And think real hard, Crudy, about what's behind you. What's behind you when that shot is being taken of you, and how your clothing goes with it. So no clashing. Think about if you're wearing a blue shirt, what's going to be in the background that's going to help complement that. And I encourage you 100% to be thinking about what it's going to look like, because that's TV, what it's going to look like. And it's in terms of what people are going to remember about what you say. Sadly, with TV, it's not much, because it barrels along so quickly. So think about two or three things that you want them to remember, that two or three things, and boy, one of them ought to be radio's where it's at, because you are a radio guy and you're able to talk about that. So, man, I think you're going to look, just go into the wardrobe, and you're going to look great.
Do you think it's too late to get fitted for a toupee?
Wear the baseball hat. Wear the Civic Media baseball hat. That you can't think of better advertising for what you're all about. So you don't need the toupee. You're going to be great, and you have the confidence to do it, okay? Go for it, okay?
Well, I will certainly consider going for it. Last time I went for it, I got banned from Fox News, though. Wow. You know, sometimes I take going for it a little too far.
I would just say just one more thing, Joe, and thank you for the call, 844-967-2789. If there's any way possible between now and then, Crudy, I'd try to maybe lose like 35, 40 pounds.
Well, I've lost about 185. I didn't invite you.
Come on, 85? Not even close.
But you're more than that now?
Uh-oh.
844-967-2789. Here are a few other wardrobe recommendations for yours truly. You know, people apparently want me to look good. Anything that peels away votes from Trump is a good thing. And P.S., maybe do a Maddow suit jacket with the T-shirt. That was similar to what Joe was suggesting, I think, Dom. Here's another one. I second the motion regarding suspenders. I didn't know people had such affection for these suspenders. Anything more here? Oh, yeah. Do a kilt, traditional style. Yeah. Oh, and there's a follow-up text here. Then throw your feet up on the desk. Well, that's how I got banned from Fox News. Not really, but, you know, let's pretend like it was.
Just do the Sharon Stone. Everyone wants to see that.
Oh, that's sexy, I'm telling you. There won't be a cable network I haven't been banned from. Watch out, I'm coming for you, C-SPAN. 844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, how you doing, Annie? Welcome.
Hey, Annie.
Okay, I'm coming. The Green Party really hasn't gone anywhere in this state. I mean, you guys would have been a great platform for it if there was. There's something about Jill Stein sitting with Ron Johnson on the 4th of July in Russia. And I know we had a hand ballot count thing going on, and her office really, you know, tried to throw a monkey wrench in that. And I just always wonder, why don't they have anybody else? And I don't trust her. I wonder what the heck's going on and why Jill Stein has stayed in that position so long.
Well, it keeps her in the public light. Jill Stein wasn't their first consideration. I thought Cornel West was, and then he peeled off and went his own way. Annie, we actually met Jill Stein and Cornell West. And if I believe my memory serves, it might have been the night that Donald Trump got inaugurated. They were dining together in D.C. I think we're in the same restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, what has the Green Party done? Her office has been there for a long time, you know, a couple decades at least that I know of, and there's no real action there. And I know people who give money and think they're doing good with the Green Party. And, you know, I think it's just a way to siphon off support from the Democratic Party.
Well, you're probably not wrong, Annie. Did Ralph Nader run as a Green once upon a time?
Maybe. Real quick here, breaking news from the MSNBC. Former Senator and VP candidate Joe Lieberman has died at the age of 82. 844-967-2789.
Curtis, now, he turned independent and ran as...
He
considered running as, or, you know, he's big buddies with that Maverick guy, right? John McCain out of Arizona. Mm-hmm. Weren't they big buddies in the Senate? And didn't McCain threaten to bring Lieberman along as his sidekick on the VP before ultimately deciding upon Sarah Palin?
Great choices.
844-967-2789. I'm still trying to figure out if Ralph Nader was part of the Green Party. I think he
was. All right, let's get to it. Mark from the SAC, you'll be next. Welcome, sir. What do you think? Welcome.
Well, I think Coot's got to take some advice from ZZ Top. You got cheap sunglasses, sharply dressed, and get yourself a V8 Ford, and okay, and play your walk on music should be, you know, from "I'm Bad, I'm Nationwide," because that's where we're headed.
You know, cheap sunglasses, they may not want me to wear them in the studio. That's the same problem I may have with the hat. You know what I hate? Because I'm a hat guy. I'm bald. If you didn't know, I don't sound bald on the radio. I sound super sexy, but in reality,
you sound totally bald, man.
Do I? Is this what a bald guy sounds like? Apparently, yes. It is, because this is how I sound. But I'm effectively bald. But I've been a baseball cap guy since college, right? You've known me. Always had a baseball. That's probably in part why I'm bald.
And the cabinet incident.
The cabinet injury. Yes. But here's the problem in my mind. When they go to video you, when they try to put you on the TV, and I've worn hats before during interviews, they want you to tip the hat back, and that's not a good look for any man, that big fat forehead with the hat on the back of it. You know, if you don't wear it down like you'd normally wear it, because then it casts shadows upon beautiful brown eyes and all that stuff,
down, bring another extra light, you'll be fine. But I do have to ask you, I mean, didn't you get makeup tips from Senator Ron Johnson once upon a time? And are you gonna really dress up and put on some guyliner?
I will. I will not wear makeup, no mascara for this appearance, because I'll be in studio. But yes, I did get makeup tips from Ron Johnson. He did show up down in Milwaukee with us one time, and Ron was wearing a lot of makeup, and he said, you know, I went down to went to Macy's, and he had one of the girls there give him the makeup tips and teach him. Because Ron, you know, when he goes on the Foxy News, or, you know, occasionally used to go on with the Chuck Todd on the Sunday mornings, you know, wants to look his best on, you know, an albino man. You got to give him a little color.
That forehead, Kurt, if you don't have that hat and there's a bright light, man, there's going to be like multiple suns in that room. I'm just, you know, if you put a little makeup on, you can, you know, dull it down a bit. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, if I wanted to dull it down a little bit, I'd have brought you along.
Wow. Yeah.
Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. What do you think of RFK Jr.? CNN's going to ask. I'm doing my homework here on the radio, so I got an intelligent answer, perhaps.
Well, an answer, at least.
Well, no promises. Except last time, I think we're going to cut his mic. Or his hair. You're like Samson. You think you're so cool because you got the hair. Maybe you are, but still.
It's true.
More Devils.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal.
Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocate.
Thank you for listening to Devil's Advocate's radio show. Going to the lines, 844-967-2789. Crudy wants to know. He's got to come up with an answer. What does Wisconsin think about RFK and the new sidekick? The sugar mama has been funding the way for
Shanahan.
Super Bowl ad. Shanahan, 844-967-2789.
When Kennedy reportedly said he admired her athleticism, is that like saying, my sidekick's got a nice body? Is that what he's saying? I mean, what a strange observation.
Do you admire my athleticism, Michael?
Well, I've seen you play sports, and what would I admire?
Come on. My athletic ability, of course, and my abs.
Tom from Madison. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Are you still sporting that goatee, Michael?
In the current sense, yes. Right now, this moment, although I've considered going with the Eric Hoodby porn stash.
See, that was going to be my suggestion, but if you can't do that, there's always the Hollywood stubble. Just, don't shave for like 3 or 4 days and just trim it like you're, trying to grow a beard, and then you'll look very fashionable, I think.
That's how Dom dresses every day. There has not been a
Tom.
He gets 5 o'clock shadow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
You got to be Wisconsin. You got to be Midwest. Don't be the East Coast guy. So that's why I wear my Brady Street shirt, established 1856. Looking good. Got the stubble going on. Shower every couple of days. Tom, I got it going on, man. I think we can bring Crudy along.
Tom, I shower more frequently. That might be a problem. And today, just for the record, it's on the back of my chair now, but I was wearing a flannel, man. I'm doing my part.
Whoa, a flannel with a tweed jacket. You can go that way, too.
Yeah, it's hot.
Who am I, Charlie Barron's?
Also, when it comes to third-party people, I've been reading a lot of, editorials and op-eds of people saying, I'm Gen Z, so I'm not going to vote for either one, or I'm, they're trying to, I think, just nab some ink, basically, because when it comes down to it, come on, we've never had a fight against fascism like this since the 1930s. You got to turn up and turn out, man.
Yeah, right on, Tom. Appreciate the call. And again, as the guy who's voted third party, much in my life, many times in my life, and I'm sitting here going, well, yeah, you got to be kidding me. It's not even close. I mean, say what you want about Joe Biden. I mean, you can look at the legislative record. I think it's pretty good. But don't compare him to God. Compare him to his competitor. And that's Donald Trump. And he's a POS. And he's going to be in, come on. His victories are having to pay only $175 million to appeal the $500 million civil forfeiture. And that's their guy. And we can go on the list. We know the list. But I understand, and that's why I want to be very careful and support those who think outside of the box to a degree, because I'm also that person. But I'm the one with the credibility on the topic, and I'm telling you, now's not the time.
I'm sorry. What topic did you claim credibility on? Voting third party?
Yes.
trying to break the electoral system.
Yes.
Emceeing the Libertarian Party convention and sharing the proceeds with Crudy. And all I did was like,
you know what I mean?
I did, that was the most generous act of your life, because all you needed me there for was moral support, and you split the pot 50-50. Yeah. I mean, we hardly ever get paid to speak. You got paid to speak, and I did like 5 minutes, and you did an all day event, and we got paid the same, but mostly because I'm better looking.
No, you got paid by the pound. 844.
It's the second time you almost choked me off today, Sylvia.
2789. Al from Milwaukee, you're up. Welcome, Al. What do you got?
Hey, Al. How are you, fella?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Excellent.
Hey, I got the perfect outfit for you. A straw hat with some bib overalls and some boots and, you know, like you wear out in the cow pasture, and no shirt.
Come on, Al. No shirt. Nobody wants to see that, Al.
Well, you, West, come on, man.
You know, when I was
put on a red cut.
When I was a young soldier in the Army, Al, a captain came up to me during a command inspection. Where are you from, soldier? He's looking at my uniform, seeing if it's all squared away. And I said, Wisconsin. He said, you own cows? And I'm like, no, I'm from Madison. I'm from a Big Ten university city. Maybe you've heard of us. Yeah, Hick. Captain Hick to you. And then he said, give me 25 push-ups. You know, so you know how it goes, Al.
I was in the military. I know. Oh, Lord. I just thought you would look good in that. That's all.
Come on. Trying to make me like some hee-haw guy. Come on.
Yeah, get those Oshkosh bagosh, man. That's what they wore on the farm.
I don't even own some overalls, man. What?
The bibs. Don't worry. You could be stylish and keep one undone.
844-967-2789. Is that how you wear your bibs? The only time I wear a bib is when I'm eating lobster. And, you know, I'm not that rich a guy, so that's not often. Bib overalls. I don't own any. L.A. Tom, could you loan me some bibs?
Hey, Tom.
Done out of those in years. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget it. Second, I think they should ask RFK if he believes in UFOs like they did to Dennis Kucinich that one year and just kind of made him into an actual wacko, but some people might actually fall for that now. But, yeah, I was wondering what you guys thought of an idea. Instead of calling the previous occupant in the White House by his first and last name, we just call him either, I want to get your opinion, either Donald Grifter or Donald Huckster. What do you guys like better? So every place where you see the name right now that is his last name, we actually message it that he's Donald Grifter or Donald Huckster.
Huh. I like Grifter better, Tom. I just think he's more modern. Huckster seems like kind of old schooly, you know. This is 2024, man.
What's wrong with Donald the Rapist? That's what we have been calling him.
That works too. The fraud.
That works too.
I mean, some obvious ones. Now, what about the UFOs? Come on, Tom. You know, there's literally things in the sky that our government can't identify. Those things. There's something out there we don't know. Is it, Tom? Did you believe in UFOs, Tom?
I know that's what they asked Dennis Kucinich and it ruined him.
Tom won't answer.
The not answer, Tom. That's what they're called. Unidentified aerial phenomena. We're a phenomenon. We're the Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. The happy hour starts next. 844-967-2789.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Matt Nair on air,
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Baltimore, recovery efforts continuing for the six construction workers presumed dead after